Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Squeal America, because Satan is gutting you like a pig and taking your benefits. I gotta tell you today that Satan is gutting America like a pig. Satan wants to go and take your benefits. Satan wants to gut the American society and steal all your benefits. I don't know about you today, but it seems that there's a major attack on the American people. And it seems each and every day it's harder and harder to get the benefits that rightly belongs to you. If it's not your unemployment benefits, they're making it harder for you to get. They're making it hard for you to get food. They're making it hard for you to the VA to get benefits. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but it is time that America needs to squeal because we are being gutted like a pig. Yes, America's being gutted like a pig. And their whole goal is to bankrupt you and to steal your benefits. Don't you understand, America? That most people would rather help somebody else instead of help you. Don't you understand, America, that a lot of our government agencies are helping other countries, but they don't care about you. They're making it harder on you. Don't you see everything's going to get harder on the American people? Why most of these organizations are going overseas to help foreigners. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but the American people are not being helped. Why most of this country is going out of its way to help the foreigner. Squeal, America, because Satan is gutting you like a pig and taking your benefits. I don't know about you, but our government's on track to bankrupt the coal industry in this country. Yes, they're working oversized to bankrupt the coal industry in this country. While the renewable energy companies are all coming from overseas. So squeal, America, because you're being gutted like a pig. A lot of these rich farmers in America that own half of Iowa, half of Nebraska, and they're the hardcore Republicans, and they think they're the only ones to work, and they are mad at the poor who just wants food, who just wants their some benefits to get on their EBT benefits. They're saying, yeah, but you know what they do? Farmers, they want their government bailouts after the droughts, don't they? They want their bailouts. Why, they look down at the poor and they don't even want the poor of America to eat anymore. So why don't you squeal, America, because you're being gutted like a pig. I don't know about you, but I've watched the American people be gutted out. They're making it hard for the American people to even leave the country anymore. They're making it harder for the American people to even have their tax dollars. Come on, somebody. But I have to be very, very honest. I'm very upset when I've just heard that the House Republicans voted to drop millions from the food stamp program. It says that the House Republicans approved nearly $40 billion in cuts to the food stamp program Thursday evening in a tight 2017 to 2010 vote. I mean, do you understand that they don't even want you to eat in America today? And I understand that there's a lot of people on food stamps, and I understand the poor needs to eat, but it would be okay if they could get off the food stamp program if there was jobs to go to. You know, the news media says that the U.S. corporations outsourced more than 2.4 million American jobs overseas in the last decade. So not only do they want you to get off your food stamp programs, but they want you to go find a job. And unfortunately, the reason why I believe so many people are on food stamps because they can't find a good job. And so now, I feel the major attack is on the American poor. Why the filthy rich are outsourcing jobs to overseas companies. You understand, America, you are being gutted like a pig. So might as well squeal because they're coming to gut you like a pig. You know, it's a very upsetting thing when everyone wants to look down on the poor folks. And it's wrong to look down on the poor. And American people just want to eat and they should have a right to eat. And a lot of Americans, I don't believe, are lazy that are on the food stamp program. I think they want to find work, but the problem is there's no work because we've outsourced it out. What about the U.S. to send more than $450 million in aid to Egypt? What about that? What about all of our tax dollars going overseas? All of our tax money going overseas. Well, let's just look down on the poor of America while the rich continue to outsource our jobs to China. I too could have a big grocery store if I outsourced everything to China and their slave sweat shop companies with their suicide nets around them. Oh, come on, somebody. It's getting pretty sick in America today, and I don't know about you, but I'm here to tell you, America, squeal. Squeal, America, because Satan is gutting you like a pig and taking your benefits. Satan is coming to gut you like a pig, America, so you might as well squeal. They're coming to take all your America. What about our government that fires 20,000 Marines but sends $700 million to the Palestine terrorists to rebuild the mosque out there? What about that? But no, we want to look down on the poor folks that just want to eat in America. We want to take them. We want to tell them you're lazy. And no, you better go get that job for $7 an hour. You know, and the sickest thing about it is this. The church wants to also take from the American folks. The church wants to take your money. Not only does the government want to take your benefits, but the church also wants to take your money and they want to outsource it overseas too. You see, America, I'm starting to tell you to squeal like a pig because you're going to be gutted. Squeal, America, because they're coming to gut you like a pig. You're being gutted out. They're making it harder for you to get any kind of benefits. And I'm here to tell you, there's a long and acceptable way even for the veterans' benefits. We're talking about the veterans that have served this nation, that have went overseas, have fought 3 to 4 wars. I'm here to tell you that, squeal, America, because you're being gutted like a pig, they're coming to take, Satan is coming to take your benefits. We got a huge problem in America today, and I'm here to tell you we need Jesus back in this culture. You know, but I know that a lot of you are losing your benefits because people are corrupt in America today, and they're outsourcing all your tax dollars overseas now. They're rebuilding every other country while leaving the American people bankrupt. They're giving money, they're outsourcing all your tax dollars while they want to even take your food programs. And that's okay. It's okay to get everyone off the welfare program if there was jobs that they could go and work. It's okay to get everyone off the welfare program if they could grow a garden, but you don't understand that today, that our government now is coming down on people that have gardens. You understand that there's a major attack on the American people today. You understand that today, that the American people, they want to kick you off the welfare program. They don't want to give you a job to work at. So if you can't get a job to work at, well, they want to raise your property taxes and say, you know what, you can't even have a garden. Look it up. They're raiding people with gardens now. You understand, America, you're being treated like a pig, and Satan's coming to gut you out and steal all your benefits, and this is really what's happening in America today. People are outraged because the EPA is sending our tax dollars to China. We got all of our farmers who are crying, saying everyone else is lazy, but when they have a drought, they want to bail out. We got our Marines, our Army, our militaries downsizing. Why 700 million of our taxpayers are going overseas. $400 million just went over to aid China. Why our corporations are being outsourced to 2.4 million jobs overseas last decade. Why our veterans are not getting their benefits. There's a long wait. Why GM just invested another $691 million into Mexico. And why GM now is using your tax dollar money to create jobs in Mexico. Come on, somebody. Why we have these big mega churches want to take your money. Why they want your bank accounts so they can go and on their exotic Holy Land vacations and send money overseas. Don't you understand who you are, America? Why the U.S. disability roll swells in a rough economy. Don't you understand how the world looks at you? They look at you as a pig. And they're coming to gut you out and to take your benefits. Satan is coming to gut you out like a pig, America, and take your benefits. They don't want Jesus in America anymore. They don't want Jesus in your public schools anymore. They don't want Jesus at all anymore. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 8, chapter 8, verse 19, my benefits are worth more than a big salary, even a high salary. A very big salary. The returns on me exceed any imaginable bonus. Don't you understand that today? That squeal, America, because Satan's coming to gut you like a pig and to take all your benefits. But I'm here to tell you, when Satan comes to take all your benefits, the only reason why you had benefits is because Jesus was the source of your benefits. And Jesus should be your benefits again. You should look to Jesus for your benefits. You should look to Jesus for your truth. You should look to Jesus for all the benefits, because Satan's coming to take away America's benefits. Satan's coming to make you squeal like a pig. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't you know the world hates America? Don't you know the world? There's people in America that hate the American people. Why does the American people want to destroy the American people? I don't know, but they've sold their soul to Satan. They're no more than Judas has sold Jesus out for silver and gold. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Listen to me and listen to me good. You better squeal, because Satan's coming to gut you like a pig and to take away your benefits. But the Bible says that the true benefits comes from Jesus Christ. In Proverbs 8, chapter 19, chapter 8, verse 19, my benefits are worth more than a big salary. Even a very big salary, and the returns on me exceed any imaginable bonus. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12, it says it like this: for wisdom is protection, just as money is protection. But the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the lives of its possessors. The true benefits of God, of Jesus Christ, is far better than money. The true benefits of Jesus Christ is far better than money. The returns of Jesus is far greater than you invest in the stock market. And come on, somebody, and the bonuses that Jesus gives is greater than your $5 bonuses at the end of the year that you get at your job. I'm here to tell you, wouldn't you rather have the benefits of Jesus today? I'm here to tell you, when Satan comes and takes away your benefits, I'm here to tell you, look to Jesus Christ. He has greater benefits than even your government wants to steal from you. Your government's coming to steal your benefits. So squeal, America. Satan is coming to gut you like a pig and to take your benefits. They're coming to take your benefits. The church is coming and wanting your money too. Don't worry. veterans who have fought the wars, don't worry. We're going to make you wait a long time to even get what's rightfully yours. And you poor people that can't find a job, we're taking those benefits too. And I know you want a garden because you just want to eat. We're not even going to allow you to even have a garden. And I know you small farms, we're going to bankrupt you. And all you rich farmers, you big agri farmers, I know you're going to be crying to the bailout, thinking you're the only one that works and everyone else is poor. I've heard it over and over and over again. But I'm here to tell you that the true benefits, they only come from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the author and source of our benefits. It was because of we had freedom in this nation is the only reason why we had these programs in place. It was because we had Jesus is the only reason why we had these programs in place. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, "May all the gifts and benefits that come from God, our Father and the Master, Jesus Christ, be yours." What are the benefits that come from Jesus Christ? They're not the same benefits that come from your government. They're not the same kind of benefits. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. The benefits that come from Jesus Christ is grace. The benefits that come from Jesus is peace. The benefits that come from Jesus is it's an unspeakable gift of humanity. It's life. Yes, the benefits that come from Jesus is love. The benefits that come from Jesus is salvation. These are the benefits that God gives us. But go ahead and squeal, America, because Satan is gutting you like a pig and taking your benefits. Do you understand that top U.S. corporations has outsourced 2.4 million American jobs to other countries? And even if American people wanted to work, they can't find a decent job that pays no more than $7 an hour. And so it gives them no choice but to get on the welfare program. And so they're on the welfare program, and now you want to gut it. And so you're going to gut the welfare program that gives them no other choice but to grow a vegetable garden. So they're now they can't find a job. They can't get on the welfare program because you have gutted that. They can't get their unemployment benefits because you've made that impossible. So they said, "I want to grow my garden. At least I can eat off the fruit of the ground that God has supplied me." Now you want to raise their property taxes and say it's an illegal to have a vegetable garden. So what do they do? What does the American people do? Well, they're being gutted like a pig. Do you understand that? And so now they can't eat. They don't have no money. They can't get the benefits because you just outsourced $450 million to Egypt. Come on, somebody. So they go to your church. So you're sitting in the church. You're hoping that God could give you something, and then you hand them a card that says, "Can I have your bank account information? And please give to us." The American people is being gutted like a pig. Squeal, America, because you're being gutted like a pig. The United States veteran who has fought in Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, and all the wars of the past, they fight for the United States of America. And then when they come home, they're homeless. When they come home, the VA says, "I'm going to give all the employees' bonuses that work there." And half of these people that work for the VA, they never even fought. They never even served the military. They never even served our country. But half of them that works for the VA are giving themselves million-dollar bonuses while they tell the veteran who has gotten injured in the war. They've gotten injured to come home and say, wait, you're not getting your benefits, I'm sorry. You're not getting your benefits! Because don't you see, America? Satan is gutting you like a pig. And he's taking all your benefits. So squeal, America, like a pig. How does a pig squeal when he's being gutted? That's what's happening to you. How does a pig squeal when he's being gutted, America? That's what's happening to you right now. The world wants you to squeal, America, because Satan is coming to gut you like a pig. Oh, Pastor Dean, you're just being a little bit too hard. I mean, I thought Jesus was about love. Oh, come on. Isn't it unbelievable today that the U.S. disability roll swells so high in this rough economy? Because I'm here to tell you. Squeal, America, because Satan is coming to gut you like a pig. And don't even bother going to your churches because they want to gut you too. They're taking Jesus out of the church. They're taking Jesus out of your public school. So come on, you might as well squeal, America. Satan's coming to gut you like a pig. But when Satan comes to take your benefits, I'm here to tell you, Jesus, there's benefits in Jesus. And I know that things are getting harder for you, and I know that things are getting real hard, but I'm here to tell you there's still benefits in Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, it says it like this: each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit to all kinds of people. The Holy Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, He hands out gifts to His children. He hands out these certain gifts by the Spirit. And these are the benefits of the Lord God. These are His benefits that He wants to give once again to America. And the only reason why you had these benefits is because this was our founding fathers. This was a Christian nation. And all these benefits came because we were a Christian nation, a Christian country. Despite all these people who try to say it's not, that's simply not the truth. The Spirit of Jesus Christ hands out gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts. These are the benefits that we need to be seeking from the Lord Jesus Christ. Even though our government wants to steal your benefits or make it harder for you, and even though they want to bankrupt the coal industry and raise your property taxes and raise your electrical bills, and let's be honest, the electrical companies are monopoly, an evil, sick monopoly. And even though you can't find a job, and even though they're making it harder for you to get on welfare, and even though you can't get both of those benefits, and even though they say you can't grow a garden, seek Jesus. He has the answers. He has the benefits to keep you alive. And one benefit that He wants you is to be alive, to live. These are the benefits of Jesus Christ. And it's the protocol of salvation. And it's Jesus who gives you peace. And it's Jesus who gives you salvation. And it's Jesus who gives you grace. It's Jesus who gives you peace. And don't you understand that today? When Satan comes to gut you like a pig and to steal your benefits, you return back to Jesus, who's the author of our benefits. Squeal like a pig, America, because Satan is coming to gut you like a pig. And this is why we need Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Psalms chapter 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Day by day, the Bible says that God loads us with benefits. And the reason why I believe that you're losing all your benefits is because you forgot the author who's given you these benefits, and that is Jesus Christ. With all the spiritual blessings and with all the abundance of grace that you see day by day, as well as with the temporal mercies that you see day by day, for which He is and ought to be praised day by day. You see, you didn't praise Jesus Christ day by day for the abundance and the grace and the benefits. So why wouldn't He take away your benefits? Why wouldn't He allow your benefits to be taken? Because you have not given Jesus thanks day by day. So Aden, Ezra, and Gimshi supply the text and suppose the word blessing or goodness to be wanting. Though the words may be rendered, blessed be the Lord, day by day He will hear us. And day by day Jesus Christ will carry us. And as the Father carries His child, or as the shepherd carries his lambs, and so He does in the womb, even every hair on your heads. Therefore, blessings and praise should be ascribed to Him day by day by day by day. You forgot your mercies day by day. You forgot these benefits day by day. Day by day. You forgot His benefits day by day. So squeal, America, like a pig, because Satan is coming to gut you out. And He will put a burden upon us, meaning the burden of affliction. And these are the Lord's laying upon His people. And He will lay no more upon them than He will enable them to bear. And will in His own time and way deliver them from them and be the author of salvation to them as follows. And therefore His name is to be praised. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. Yes, the Bible says, blessed be the Lord every day He burdens us, adding precepts unto precepts. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with His benefits, even the Lord our God's salvation. Do you know, when was the last time you thanked God for all the benefits that you have received today? All the mercies that you've received today. When was the last time you thanked the Lord God for all the blessings you've received today? But America, squeal, because Satan's coming to gut you like a pig. Satan is coming to gut you like a pig, America. Satan's coming to gut you like a pig. Squeal, America, because they're gutting us out. We're being gutted out. Any benefits that you once had is going to be gone in America. Because Satan surely is taking it. And a lot of you people are really selling this country out. A lot of you evil, sick preachers are really selling this country out. A lot of you people are selling this nation out. We're being sold out. Judas sold Jesus out for silver and gold. That's America's being sold out. All of your taxpayer dollars are going overseas. While you're mad at someone for being on welfare who just wants to eat, guys. You're angry with the poor, but you don't care that $450 million went overseas, did you? But you want to take from the poor. You see, that's what they always want to do. They want to take from the poor people who just want to eat. You don't care that the coal companies are going down, do you? Oh, come on. You don't care, but they're saying it's wrong to have a garden. No, but all you rich farmers who complain about people on welfare now, you're going to be doing your own complaining, aren't you, when a drought comes? Oh, bail me out, government. Bail me out, bail me out. Oh, but you don't want to complain how top U.S. corporations has 2.4 million jobs overseas. They have outsourced 2.4 million jobs overseas. You don't want to complain about that. No, you want to get mad at the poor, who's on welfare, who just wants to eat. I gotcha. I don't think people would be on welfare if they had a good job to go to. But you've outsourced these jobs. You understand how sick this is, guys? Hey, veteran. We're not going to give you a job, nor are we going to give you your benefits, all right? So shut up. I understand that you fought for Iraq. I understand you fought for my country. But you know what? I work for the globalists now, all right? I'm working overseas now, all right? I just outsourced your benefits overseas. All these taxpayer dollars that should have went back in your pocket, I just gave it to another country. Yeah, squeal, America, because Satan is gutting you like a pig and taking all your benefits. Yep. Hey, don't hate me. I didn't do it. I'm just a preacher trying to tell you the truth here. I get attacked by other preachers. Don't worry, in other churches. Don't worry. I don't know what. They must love Satan, okay? I want to see American people prosper again. I want to see jobs back in America again. I'm sick and tired of all these jobs outsourcing to China while you barely can eat, but they want to take those benefits too. And they don't, and property taxes are off the roof. I'm sick and tired of you being gutted like a pig, all right? Yeah, Satan, squeal, America. Satan's come to gut you like a pig. You understand, America, how the world looks at you as worthless? They look at you as a pig. And they have infiltrated into this government where they want to wave the Chinese flags. They don't care about the American people anymore. Even American people don't care about American people anymore. They look down on the American people. When are we going to start helping each other and lifting one another up? We live in a sick society. And even your new iPhone 5s were made from a Chinese sweatshop labor camp where they have suicide nets. So all the factories we get our products from are from labor factories with suicide nets where people are jumping off roofs and killing themselves. But hey, enjoy your new iPhone. But, you know, not only does Satan want to take away your benefits, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants to give you benefits. Jesus Christ wants to give you benefits while Satan wants to take your benefits. You see, the reason why your benefits of America are being taken is because you have followed Satan, America. If you return and follow Jesus, he could restore those benefits back to you. And in Psalms chapter 103, verse 2, the Bible says, "Blessed the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And all the benefits that you receive day by day, and all the benefits that you've received week by week and year by year, the reason why God is taking those benefits and are allowing, Satan is taking them, but God is allowing it, is because you forgot to praise the Lord day by day. God is praised for his benefits to his people. And God, he forgives their iniquities and he heals their disease, Jesus our God. And Jesus redeems their lives, he crowns them with loving kindness. And Jesus satisfies them with good things and renews their youth. And Jesus helps to oppress, and Jesus makes his way known as merciful and gracious and keeps not his anger forever. Yes, Jesus, his forbearance and pardoning and mercy. Jesus, he is tender. Yes. And Jesus, he's tender to a man that's frail. He has everlasting mercy, and he has universal dominion. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus and all of his angels and all of his hosts and all of his work are invited to praise him. When was the last time, America, that you just thank God for all the benefits that you had? But you see, squeal, America, because you're going to be gutted like a pig. And Satan's coming to take away all your benefits. You're not going to have nothing in the future. Look at your children. They're not going to have no future. And in Psalms 116, verse 12, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me?" You see, here we have in the Psalms, "What shall I give back to the Lord for all the things he's given back to me? What have you given back to Jesus for all the good things He's given to you? And what have you given back to Jesus for all the good things He's given you? The truth of the matter is, America, you became a pig. A selfish pig. So squeal, America. Satan is coming to gut you like a pig and take away all your benefits. What can you give back to Jesus for all the benefits that Jesus has given back to you? So, veteran, when the VA takes your benefits, hey, because they are coming, and all you people on welfare, when they force you off that program to get a job, that there's really no jobs, okay? Remember, when you have nothing, and you say, hey, I'd like to grow an apple tree, and then when they say you got to cut down that apple tree, and when they say you can't have that garden, just remember to squeal like a pig, all right? And when a drought comes to you, farmer, when you can't grow your crops, just remember to squeal like a pig. And when our military, when more of you soldiers are being laid off, just remember if you squeal like a pig. And when millions of dollars are being outsourced overseas, just squeal like a pig. And when your top U.S. corporations outsource more than 2.4 million jobs overseas, just squeal like a pig, all right? Just squeal like a pig. Just squeal. Yeah. And then, you might as well go to the church and squeal like a pig, because the pastor's going to ask you for your bank account number. Because he wants to take your money every month too, you know. So squeal like a pig! And GM, when they take your tax dollars and they invest $691 million into Mexico, and how they've already, you know, invested billions of dollars into China, and of course, when all your companies and everything is all outsourced and all your jobs are outsourced, just squeal like a pig. Yeah, squeal like a pig, America, because Satan is gutting you and taking all your benefits. We need Jesus back in America. We need the benefits of Jesus back in America. And we need Jesus. And we need Him now. Wait.